40 and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A partial verdict has been decided in Sean Combs' trial, but the jury cannot agree on the racketeering charge, so they'll be back at it this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
The 8-man, 4-woman jury reached a verdict on 2 counts of sex trafficking and 2 counts of transportation for the purposes of prostitution. But on racketeering conspiracy, the jury wrote in a note, "We have jurors with unpersuadable opinions on both sides." Combs looked shaken, slumped in his seat, wiping his eyes as his lawyers stood around him, his children rushing back to court.
The suspect in the Idaho college student murders will be in court today, where he is expected to change his plea to guilty. Brian Koberger expected to receive 4 consecutive life sentences with no chance of parole. 2,000 flight cancellations on Tuesday because of the weather, most of them in and out of New York and Washington. Some of those affected by the airline troubles, members of Congress who have been called back, the House anyway, to the Capitol to vote on the budget bill. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has a new Chief Justice. Justice Joe Karofsky started her tenure after being voted in Tuesday. July 1st marks the start of the court's term and former Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's departure from the bench after 30 years. Justice Susan Crawford won that seat in April. The University's of Wisconsin system responds to the budget agreement between Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the state legislature. UW System President Jay Rothman says the roughly $240 million increase in the system budget will provide educational opportunities students deserve and parents expect. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges ATV and UTV operators to make good decisions this holiday weekend. That includes wearing helmets, using seatbelts, and riding sober. There have been 19 ATV-UTV fatalities in the state already this year. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, scattered storms, high of 87. If your old bathroom needs a remodel, get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath & Shower. Call them today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 802 with Twisted Sister on Max FM.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore. We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life, this is our song. We
2's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow, shower and thunderstorm chances, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Friday, Independence Day, July 4th, going to be a beautiful day, going to be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 90. Friday night, July 4th, looking at partly cloudy, low of 73, no rain in the forecast. Currently, it is 72 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios, located at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Emily, the farmer's market is underway right out in front of the studio this morning.
Oh, I'm sure they're having a great time out there, and it's probably kind of busy because the weather's so nice, right?
It is. I saw a lot of people walking by here already this morning, and so, yes, it is already busy. So stop on down, say hi to everyone, and, you know, great day to be out and about. It's perfect temperature outside right now as well.
Yeah, it's been nice. We know we've been battling a lot of heat, but when the heat kind of dissipates a little bit, you really realize like how beautiful the weather can be, and you want to get back outside. It's easy to kind of be like, oh, it's hot, and you know, you find your way to cool down, which could be going inside, but then you got to remember that the weather's going to change again. It's going to be nice, and you get back outside and do summer stuff.
Exactly. It's a good day to be out and about in a good week. And, you know, we talk about a lot of things with traffic here. We watch traffic, obviously, in front of the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios. We comment on people that sometimes go down the street the wrong way or they don't come to full and complete stops. And now this sounds like a great idea until you're running late for work or you have to make three rights, Emily.
Yeah, this is interesting. I didn't honestly think any time in my life I would see something actually brought up to that this could be a possible ban. So what we're talking about here is rules in traffic. A professor of civil engineering at Penn State thinks we should ban left turns at more intersections around the country. He says they are more dangerous than most people realize. Around 40% of all crashes happen at intersections. That makes sense. And over 60% of those crashes involve someone making a left turn. What else did he find, Dave?
He found that half of them involve a serious injury and one in five involve a fatality. So he says banning left turns at busy intersections would save a lot of lives. Another reason, too, is they make intersections less efficient. Green arrows make left turns safer, but then everyone else at the intersection has to wait just so a few cars can turn left. Now, Emily, he has some other thoughts about this, and then we'll get into your and my thoughts on this.
Okay, we're going to get ready for that. So he thinks more cities should make left turns illegal, at least during rush hour. It would save lives and maybe get you to work a little faster. I don't know. So I know that there's been some changes in some traffic rules in bigger cities to... essentially have the rush hour time operate a little more smoothly. So there's lanes that have been opened up in thoroughfares during rush hour times only that were parking lanes before or in very fast thoroughfares that were kind of like the shoulder. Now they're opening that up for a lane, you know, depending on the city, depending on the area, during certain times of the day, which makes sense. And I think it does help traffic to run more smoothly. But regardless of whether or not I think this is a good idea, I think it's going to take so long to retrain people's brains to not turn left that there it might make it worse until it makes it better, if it makes it better at all. I don't know. What do you think?
So here's the thing. I'll get to my opinion in a second because they do this over by the Baraboo High School. They prohibit left turns during when they get to school and when they leave school. So there's certain times where you can't make a left turn onto Draper Street, which I totally get because Draper Street is heavily congested during the start of school and the end of school. So they prohibit left turns in that area during that time. Which makes sense, because if you're going to try to take a left, A, there's so much traffic coming down Draper, you're going to sit there. B, everyone behind you is sitting there to wait to take a right turn and get that way. So that area I can see where it makes sense during certain peak times. It's going to be helpful to control traffic. Now, I believe, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's certain delivery routes for companies such as UPS that they plan them so that you're taking rights instead of lefts because they feel that it's more efficient in the delivery process, that you don't have to wait to look and clear an intersection to turn left. So if they're constantly turning right on their route, then they don't have to worry about that. Whether or not that's 100% accurate, not sure, but that's my understanding that many of these delivery routes are planned so you're doing right turns instead of left turns. Now as to my thoughts on this, I have a mixed thought on this. I can see where it's appropriate at certain intersections in certain times of the day. I'll go back to the Baraboo School example. I can see that when you have a lot of traffic there. Do I think you should ban left turns everywhere? Absolutely not. I think that it needs to be a case-by-case, intersection-by-intersection, time-by-time, and traffic flow basis, Emily. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a case-by-case basis. I think that all over, I mean, it did say, you know, they're not talking about everywhere, but they are talking about it being a kind of a strong move in the world of traffic and in the world of controlling the flow of traffic, right? And I think, you know, I'm not sure where this would begin, if it would begin in big intersections in big cities, or if this would begin in, they would focus down on the ones that have continuous issues with, accidents in those same intersections over and over again. I think the DOT keeps pretty good track of that stuff, and they could maybe narrow in or zoom in on some of the ones that have major issues and start correcting some of those things. It may be easier in certain areas where it's consistently a problem, rather than doing a road construction situation, which you're widening a lane so you can have a left turn lane. That's obviously the most helpful is to have an extra lane there so you can do that. But that's not always possible in terms of like actually physically making the space different. Plus, then you're dealing with road construction, which we, as we always know, is, you know, the second season in Wisconsin is road construction outside of winter. So we're in that right now. I don't think any of us want to see more of that. But I think it could be helpful in certain situations, but I don't think any type of blanket ban on anything traffic-wise is wise, because people are trained to do things in a certain way, and we've always been able to turn left. I mean, it's just, it's too big of a change, and to have it be all at once, I think, would really kind of create more issues than lessen them.
Well, and here's the other thing. We've been taking left turns for years, right? So you think about that as well. How long have we been doing this that we've been able to do it safely in a timely manner? So I'll go back to what you were saying about like the DOT. They have those statistics of accidents because that's all tracked and reported. So I think if you base it on, shall we say, dangerous intersections or peak travel times, I can see that if it makes sense. But I think blanketly doing it, no, I think that's probably not going to work. And you think about how people complained about roundabouts when those first started. Now you see roundabouts everywhere. And so I think that there's a time and a place for them. I don't think it belongs everywhere. But I think you have to do a traffic analysis study to say, okay, yeah, this is a busy intersection. No left turn here makes sense at this certain time. But to blanket do it, I don't agree with that. I just think you have to do it as you study it, have the data to back it up. And when you do that, it makes it work. So it's a definitely an interesting thought. I mean, civil engineers, they're very smart people. Obviously, this person was from Penn State that was doing this study, looking if we should ban left turns at intersections around the country. And he says that they're dangerous, which I get. Again, 40% of crashes happen at these intersections, and 60% of those crashes involve somebody making a left. So I think that the data is there to support it. But again, to do a blanket, no way. I mean, people have a hard enough time turning right and left when they're supposed to, Emily.
Exactly. I mean, I can't really start down that rabbit hole of people and their driving habits, because I find that people and their driving habits can be very frustrating depending on where you are driving and where you need to be and what kind of time you have, right? But like, I just find that there's a mixture of defensive driving and offensive driving in certain communities that make it very frustrating, because it just is stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. And the traffic pattern doesn't have any kind of smooth behavior whatsoever, because some people are being like, oh, no, go ahead. And then some people are just like going for it. And there doesn't seem to be a happy medium. So changing the rules on this already kind of up and down way of driving, I think, would be detrimental to at least some of the communities I'm familiar with. So, but peak times, when schools are letting in and out, rush hour, you know, around the 9 o'clock morning hour and 5 o'clock evening hour, those kind of things, I think some changes could be made. And as long as the signage is clear, then that could be helpful. Now, that's the other thing about the DOT and everything else. Like, I was just actually having a conversation with a friend of mine about some construction that happened that the signage was not clear, and it could have avoided so many issues if they just would have made a sign that's clear. That said, this is what's going on. So then you wouldn't like halfway through your turn be like, oh, that's completely closed. Oh, I thought maybe one lane was open or something. So traffic engineering needs to, it's just a lot.
Right.
It's just safety first, right?
Exactly. And we had Michael text in, says some of our local people don't understand that there's no left turn on Broadway and Fifth. So he's unsure how that would work for all of us around here. So, there's no left turn on Broadway and Fifth. I am going to have to go look at that. I don't go that way a lot. So now I'm kind of curious if what that's all about. So I appreciate that, Michael. Fourth. Yes, Fourth, he says. Okay. Yes, Fourth and Broadway, there's no left turn there. And yes, he's definitely right with that one, because people don't understand that. So I think it's going to be very interesting how that would work. I would agree with Michael, because we already have things in place in certain areas and people don't understand that. So, yeah, it's very interesting to see how this all work out. I think that, like you said, clear signage is important. But, I mean, you watch when people are trying to turn off a one-way street and they're taking a left turn from the right lane. And it's just like, okay, there's big arrows here. You know, there's signage. I mean, again, I'll go to we have 3 do not enter signs going on to Third Avenue at Oak, and you still see people going the wrong way. And those say do not enter. It's not donut enter, you know, contrary to popular belief, it has nothing to do with donuts. It's do not enter. So, yeah.
It has nothing to do with donuts.
Well, you could say do not enter, you know. Ba-ba-bum. I knew, see, it always comes back to food with us. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days, and I'm sure there's some food items on there as well.
Oh, as always, I look forward to that. See you in a minute.
See you in a minute. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:21 on a beautiful Thursday morning, 72 degrees out. Here is Def Leppard, Photograph on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:29 on Wednesday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day. Don't forget the Farmer's Market is going on in downtown Bearwood till 12:30 p.m. today in the 500 block of Oak Street. Tonight is the Paws with Wings Memorial Dedication over at the dog park right here in Bearwood. This is the Pat Liston Dog Park. This is brought to you by the Friends of the Bearwood Parks and Dog Park Subcommittee. That is starting today at 3 p.m. There'll be raffle prizes, dog treat giveaways, dog park improvement information and discussions. At 5 p.m., there will be a Paws with Wings Memorial Board Dedication, and raffle prize drawings will be shortly after the ceremony. So stop on over to the Pat Liston Dog Park today after 3 p.m., and the dedication takes place at 5 p.m. Also, don't forget, Festival Fireworks presents Barabooms this Friday, July 4th at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County Campus. This starts at 5 p.m. There will be food, live music, kids area beer, Blacker Brothers Band at 7 p.m. Fireworks begin at dusk. This is brought to you by our wonderful sponsors, including Baker Staging, Anderson Windows and Doors, Back Rope Baraboo Motors, and, of course, 99.7 Max FM. Also, we have a quick update from the Baraboo Park and Recreation Department. The Campbell Park Outdoor Pool will be closing today at 5 p.m. for the Riptide Swim Meet. No afternoon lap or evening swims. Again, today, pool closing at 5 p.m. Friday, July 4th, the pool is open only from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No adaptive lap or evening open swims. So, again, Baraboo Public Outdoor Pool closing at 5 p.m. today. On Friday, July 4th, open 1 to 5 p.m. More Music Mornings with Dave Nellie. The morning show is brought to you by the Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Barabooms event is back in Baraboo, this time at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County Campus. It's going to be on Friday, July 4th, beginning at 5 p.m. Great food, live music, kids area, beer, and the Blacker Brothers Band will be performing at 7 p.m. Fireworks will happen at dusk. Again, this all goes down on Friday, 4th of July, at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County Campus. And another annual 4th of July event, Fire on the River, is back in Sauk Prairie. Friday night festivities include games for kids, food, a beer garden, and live entertainment. It'll start at 5 p.m. and runs until 11 p.m. And then on Saturday from noon until midnight, again, food trucks will return. They'll also have the Eagle Chase Run Walk from the Sauk Prairie Sports Boosters. Family fun and games from Roots Family Chiropractic. Breakfast burritos will be from the Kiwanis Club from 7:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. They'll have their custom car show and more great live entertainment with fireworks at dusk. Get all the details at fireontheriver.org. And Reesburg will be hosting their Freedom Fest and fireworks. That starts at 3 p.m., runs until 10 p.m. Big tournament and bounce houses begin at 3 p.m. Each street and local vendors will open at that same time. Music by The Now starts at 6 p.m., and all the details can be found on their Facebook page. Just search for Reesburg Freedom Fest. Again, that's on Friday as well. So many of the other area communities will have great 4th of July events as well. Be sure to check out the Area Chamber of Commerce and city websites for all the details.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking beers on a Friday. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The crew in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today after being rained out last night in Queens. The Brewers coming off a 4-3 loss in extra innings to the last place Rockies on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
You know, things have been going our way a bunch. We haven't had games like this in a while, so it's a good reminder that you can lose these games.
Basketball, the number one topic in NBA free agency. So far, the Bucks waiving Damian Lillard.
Over $110 million over the next couple of years. That means the Bucks are going to have $20 million $1 million on their books for the next 5 years. That is a lot of dead money. But that shows these level of pressure that this Milwaukee Bucks team is under to go out and get a guy in Miles Turner who can help them right now. Now, the Bucks still have a lot of things to sort out. They still need point guard help. Kevin Porter Jr. is not really an ideal long-term option as a starting point guard. You'd like to get another fix there. But this does give the Bucks some additional flexibility to go out and make more moves to add to this roster because they did lop off a whole bunch of money from their books.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, scattered storms, high of 87. If your old bathroom needs a remodel, get the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower. Call them today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Max maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. We want to remind everyone we have our big deal of the day, half off that $25 certificate to Family Values Thrift. Today through 11:59 p.m., that certificate's just $12.50. Family Values Thrift in Friday and Baraboo has a wide variety of clothing, jewelry, housework, gifts, and more. This certificate's just $12.50. Today only, no cold required. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is Wednesday, July 2nd. I thought it was Thursday when I got up this morning, Emily, so that's the way my day started. I thought it was Thursday, and all my notes for our show this morning were in the Thursday section, and then I got in the studio.
Boy.
And I'm like, no.
Keep it together.
It's Wednesday. But, you know, for me, it's Friday, so we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, see? Just leave it at that. Dave works all the time, so, you know, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is. He's probably working or trying to get some sleep or all the things. But there are some cool things to celebrate. Today is July 2nd, and, you know, we're getting into high summer here. There's some cool stuff going on right now. Of course, you can head up the farmer's market downtown in the Baraboo Square. Love those folks down there. They work hard and do such a good job, so go ahead and visit them. While you're doing that, you could dance some disco, as today is National Disco Day. I love myself some disco. I think it's feel-good music. I love the clothes. I love everything about the era. Not to say that I don't love rock and roll, which I know at the time there was a big discrepancy. It was either one or the other in terms of what kind of fan you were. But that was not the time in which I lived, so it doesn't matter. I got to enjoy both, and I still do. So it's National Disco Day. Happy National Disco Day, folks.
Most definitely. It's also Special Recreation Day for the disabled, and they show these guys in wheelchairs, specially designed wheelchairs, playing basketball. Looks like a lot of fun, and we definitely recommend or think about those recreational activities that these folks are able to do today. And, you know, playing basketball, I wish I could do that. I definitely miss that as I see that happening today. So definitely thinking about that today. And, you know, this one I almost forgot today. Oh, wait. It's I Forgot Day. It's celebrated every year on July 2nd and dedicated to forgetfulness. While we may be surrounded by calendars all around, whether physical or digital, we still forget. So, Emily, yeah. Are you prone to forgetting things?
Yeah. Yeah. I have a really good memory from things that happened long ago, but short-term memory is definitely suffering at this point in my life. I think it has to do with, you know, where your focus is at, how much, you know, how busy your calendar is, right? And how many things you need to be trying to remember and how you associate those, you know, tasks in your calendar. Or if you're not putting them in a calendar and they're relying on your brain for that, that may be a mistake, because that's when things start to kind of just poof. It's like they were never there in the first place until someone says, what happened to that thing? And you're like, what? Oh, I forgot. So, yep, it's a problem, but it's okay. Because you know what? It's happening to everyone. It happens to everyone. And it is serious. Okay. But I do recommend getting things in whatever calendar you use, because then you can take it out of your brain and use your brain for more fun stuff than remembering tasks. So it's
digital.
Okay. Celebrate.
You get the notification. Yeah, you get that. And so,
yep.
My watch reminds me, okay, you need to be here at this time. So, yeah, I find that the easiest way to do it, because if I put it on a paper calendar, it is going to be forgotten. So, yeah. And this one I thought was funny. National Lint Awareness Day. And I'm like, what is Lint Awareness Day? I mean, I don't have anything in my belly button. I'm clean today. But
I think they're talking about the dryer, man.
They are talking about the dryer, and it's very serious, actually. It's dedicated to create awareness of the possible fire hazard lint presents, as well as general maintenance for your dryer and your ductwork. And so it's always good to keep your ductwork clean for your dryer. Make sure your outside vent is clear, which I know people forget because birds do things around there. And all of a sudden, that lint is very highly flammable. So, yes, it is a day to remember. Clean the dryer, vents, and tubes.
like Dave said, it's definitely a fire hazard. Just be very cautious about that. If things aren't vented correctly and they have a lot of buildup stuff, I mean, just, you know, we're all taught, I think, to empty out that little screen that's in your dryer and do it every time. It's real, because you don't want that building up. Then your clothes don't get dry either, and your dryer breaks, and then you got to use a clothesline or wear wet clothes, or, you know, none of those things are good. So I think it's important. Also important is World Sports Journalist Day. I super appreciate that. Sports journalist work is super important. It is difficult. You are working crazy hours. You've got a lot of activity around you. You've got to kind of fight through the energy of whatever sporting event you're in and the emotional ups and downs, and try to get words from the folks that are, you know, just made the big play or whatever, and they're out of breath and you're trying to, you know what I mean? So it's just a lot, and I do appreciate all the females that have led the way into that world, because for a long time that was very male dominated, and it's pretty cool to see all kinds of different faces and folks doing sports journalism, because I've done a little bit of it. It's a really exciting job. It's super, super fun, and it really kind of, it's a really like feel good experience to be right up with the teams when they're winning or losing. I mean, it's just, you know, it's an emotional situation, so it's important. So celebrate those folks if you know any of those in your life, or if you're seeing any of those on television. It's a hard job, but I'm sure it's super fun all the time.
Yeah, I know that we have Kelly Marotta from one of the Madison stations. She's the sports director, and I watched her when she started out, and I'm like, this person is, she's going places, because you could just tell, and I always enjoyed watching those sports broadcasts, and now she's the director for them, so very cool, very proud of her. And this one is probably one that Emily and I don't suffer from. It's Freedom from Fear of Speaking Day, so yes. It definitely
probably not so much.
Those that are affected to come forward and share why they feel afraid to speak in public. You know, I totally understand that. I mean, it's one of those where I was very nervous when I used to have to get up in front of people and talk. And I even joked about this when I had to get up and do some public speaking for the radio station. I said, well, I'm not real good in front of a microphone. And that got a good chuckle out of everyone. That was the way I opened it up. So,
see, there you go. You just put it out there and then people giggle, and then it softens the whole experience. And it's much easier. It is a difficult task, though. I mean, Dave and I may be kind of used to it at this point in our lives, but that doesn't mean that we were always good at it. So it is important, but it can be super scary. And it's just something that, you know, just like everything else, you can practice and get better at. And it's not even a necessity for everyone's job or life really at all. But it is nice to do, to be able to address a group of people sometimes and share and have people, you know, kind of share in what your thoughts are or the information you're trying to let out. So it is something to be aware of, though. It is definitely difficult and a challenge, but it does get easier with practice.
It most definitely does. And I feel more comfortable and confident doing it now. And I mean, it was one of those things where I definitely, when I first did public speaking many years ago, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do this. I actually went through and took training and classes on it and doing public speaking, which I was very thankful for, because that helped broaden my horizons and then be able to get up in front of people. I actually did some teaching a little bit off and on. So, and I really enjoyed it. So you do get over it. It can be done. Trust me. You're nervous when you do it. I still get nervous when I get up in front of people to this day. I get nervous about that. It just, I think that it's always going to be one of those things, but you can get through it. And Emily, this was one of my favorites. It's World UFO Day.
I think that's a good thing to pay attention to, World UFO Day. I mean, there's a lot of information out there. There's probably misinformation. There's probably information that we don't know about. I mean, who knows? So you can really feel however you want about that. But it's kind of cool to just check it out and see what's out there to learn, because there are things out there. As they said in the X-Files. That's not how they said it, but it was something like that. The truth is out there, whatever they said.
Yeah,
that's a great show. If you haven't seen that show and you want to learn about UFOs, at least in a fictional manner, check out the X-Files. That was such a great show. The reboot is also great. Great actors, great content. I'm a big fan of science fiction, so anything along those lines. But that's, yeah. Happy World UFO Day. It's a thing. I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's like, I like, we have the Rockwell, somebody's watching you know.
I thought that was on purpose. I liked that a lot.
Yes, it is. So there you go. It's also Made in the USA Day today. So it celebrates the products being made in the United States of America, which is very cool. So yes, it's Made in the USA. And I was going to sing something for that, and I decided not to attempt fate with that one today.
That's okay. okay. We do like it when you do that, but it's also okay that you don't and you choose sometimes to sing on the air and sometimes not. It's certainly fine.
It just depends on what the topic is and if I have something to sing along to it with. So, yeah, Christmas carols are a whole nother thing in our world. So we always get a good chuckle. It's something I've always done. I've actually done it here a couple of times accidentally. I sing along with everything. And when I first started here, Corey warned me. He's like, make sure the microphone's on or off before you start singing or other things that happen in the studio, because we do have shenanigans in studio sometimes as well.
Yep. I mean, that's what keeps the clock ticking with this job. We got to have some fun. We do like to have fun. And we also, you know, are always hoping and happy to hear from you all listeners out there. We couldn't do this and wouldn't do this without you. We really, really appreciate the opportunity to be able to be here and talk with you all. So let us know, you know, what you think, what you feel. If, you know, you think we're funny, if you don't think we're funny, we don't, you know, we just want to hear from you. So you know how to get in touch with us through the Civic Media app, or go ahead and text the regular way, or you can leave a voice memo, which is really exciting. So go ahead and do all of those things. We'd love to hear from you. You are our favorites.
Most definitely. Now, Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow, 7:10 a.m., your favorite day of the week.
Thursday. Ooh, especially leading up to a 3-day weekend. That's pretty awesome. If you're out there, folks, traveling and doing the things leading up to the holiday, please be safe. Take care of yourselves. Set yourself up for a wonderful holiday, because it's going to be a fun week coming here, and it starts right now.
Yes, it does. So Emily will be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10. I'll be with you till 11 o'clock today. And, of course, back tomorrow at 6 a.m. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Family values thrift and variety, serving savings with a smile 7 days a week. Let the treasure hunt begin. Add to your summertime wardrobe or choose a sparkling bracelet, necklace, or pair of earrings. Check out their vast selection of kitchen gadgets and books. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Baraboo State Bank, a cornerstone of the Baraboo area since 1857, is proud to help sponsor the 99.7 Max FM broadcast at the 2025 Sauk County Fair. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Bo Allen Messer Music, BAM, from 7 to 9. BAM is a dynamic musical ensemble led by singer-songwriter Bo Allen Messer. Whether performing solo with his acoustic guitar or accompanied by a full band, BAM delivers a captivating blend of Americana, folk, and blues rock influences that resonate with audiences of all ages. Sponsorship info at baraboo-concerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
How would you like to enjoy this summer with less household projects? Let Handy Harry LLC help you enjoy the weather on a new deck. Or how about upgrading your doors or windows this season? For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 today to find out more about their services, including exterior painting, power washing, staining, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
Read all about it at Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem is celebrating 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Main Street Books is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 9 to 4. They are closed on Sundays and holidays. Make an appointment to bring in your used books for store credit and share your love of reading. The bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes with your cash donations. Main Street Books, keeping the read in Reedsburg, one used book at a time.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station.
Oh, part, singing after dark, people think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy?